It's time for our monthly catch-up with British Blind Sport, and today we are talking with their chief exec, Elena McGregor, to learn a little bit about a project called First Steps. Elena, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So let's have a look at this project. Now, this is something which has been, I suppose, in the mix for a little while now, but it's the big launch.
It is, that's right. I think you and I spoke probably a year ago when we were launching it in Yorkshire. We've had pockets of funding in different parts of the UK, some in the West Midlands, some in Yorkshire, some up in Scotland. And we've worked with an average of anything between 30 and 50 families, depending on the funding available at that time. But we are now doing a national project for the next 3 years, which we're delighted because Children in Need have funded this programme for us, which means we're not tied in to a particular region or county, which means that we can really help families right across the UK.
Now, you specialise in opening up sport and activities and pastimes for blind and partially sighted people. So this is for a particular age group. You're looking to really get this to very young children.
We are. The pack is really for, or the First Steps pack, which I can come on to in a moment, is for between 3 and 11-year-olds. And as a parent with a child who had a diagnosis myself, not visual impairment, another form of a disability, I just think the last thing a parent needs at anything between the ages of 1, 3, 4, or 5, if you find out your child's living with sight loss and you're getting your head around that, is to be told, well, they need to go and do sport. Because really, the parent is going through a period of grief themselves as to what does this mean for my child and how is my child going to be independent. So First Steps isn't about pushing sport on families. It's actually a very soft touch approach. We provide a pack with a ball, with a bell, lots of activities, and it's really to show the parents that there's something here for your child, and what, when your child's ready and when your child's really enjoying this pack, come to us if there's more things to be involved in. But certainly it's a really soft touch approach to support families and to show them that the capabilities of their child in a very sensitive way.
Yeah, we're not trying to get them sort of playing football and cycling and cricket and things like that. You're really looking for First Steps, you know, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
At the end of the day.
That's right.
And as you say, parents probably are protective anyway, but I suppose when you bring sight loss into the mix at an early age, they may be overprotective.
I think that's the case with a lot of parents, not all, but certainly a lot of parents with any child with a disability. You tend to wrap them up in a little bit of cotton wool. We as parents do that anyway, don't we, with all of our children. But if your child has a difficulty in an area, being at sight or walking or understanding, then obviously you're going to be that a little bit more protective. This pack isn't to stop that. This is just a recognition of actually children living with sight loss may be less mobile than their peers. And we just want to make sure that there's a bit more equity in that balance and just give the child something fun to play with, that they can play with their siblings, with their friends and with mum and dad. So really it goes back down to that you can have this and just enjoy it. And if your child shows signs of wanting to be more physically active, then the First Steps officer, which is a young lady that we've just recruited called Sam, will look for local opportunities for you and your family to enjoy. And that might be swimming or cycling or walking. But it's very much led by the child, not by us or by anybody else.
So let's look at the pack then, Elena. What's contained within that and how does it all tie up?
The pack is quite an exciting thing for a child to get in the post. I don't know if you, when you remember you were little, if you got a letter in the post for yourself, you'd be quite excited. So they get this pack that is sent to them and it's got their name on it. And it has a brightly coloured ball with a bell in it. And we've named the ball Jangle. And it has a pump so you can pump the ball up. And it also has stickers that you can actually put on the ball. And there's a whole choice of stickers so that you can give the ball a face. So it has like a bit of a personality. Along with that, there's an activity book, which we worked very hard with play therapists and physiotherapists to make sure that the activities were meaningful and useful and achievable for the children. So it might be something as simple as throwing the ball or rolling the ball or kicking the ball, just catching it. There's different stages. So along with that, they have like an adventure chart, your adventures with Jangles. So every time you get to a stage, then you can put stickers on your chart because kids love wall stickers and stuff like that. So, and then also the First Steps officer's role is to engage with that family to make sure that the pack is being used, that the child is enjoying it. And then, like I said earlier, looking at what further opportunities are for the child as they grow their confidence.
So with the ball then, you know, they're playing these little games with the friends, the family and so on. I suppose that could build things like, or help to build things like spatial awareness or dexterity, perhaps something, or definitely something that a child with sight loss would need when it comes to becoming more independent and finding their way around and then building that confidence as well.
That's absolutely right. When we did a project in Scotland with it, when we had some funding for Scotland, which the People Postcode Lottery gave us, we did some research into improvements for those families. And we worked with, I think it was 79 families at that time. And there was improvements in every area. And those improvements included jumping, running, kicking, catching. But the things that we didn't think about, that the researchers looked at, like playing alongside their peers better. So not just playing alongside their peers, but playing alongside their peers better. And that's really key. And enjoying sport more or physical activity more. And we saw massive increases in these areas. We're talking 40, 50% in some of these areas. And that's huge because really the pack is to help exactly what you've said, motor skills, spatial awareness, but also to develop that confidence of that child. And we've had some lovely stories come back. We've had one parent say that my daughter didn't really play with her brother and sister before, and now they all engage together in the garden. Just those sort of little snippets that parents put as part of the evaluation that we do shows us that the pack is working.
It's not just about the pack, though. I assume there's other support. You know, parents could get in touch with you guys, maybe ask more questions, or, you know, mm-hmm. maybe if the child wants to do more, what can they do?
Yeah, absolutely. When we ran the project in Yorkshire, when we had some funding there, we actually started putting on family fun days so that families could meet each other and the children could get their packs and then work, play together and use them and play alongside each other. But what massively came out of that was that families were engaging with each other in their local area that didn't know each other and didn't know that they had a child living with sight loss. So they acted as a support network for each other. So now the Family Fun Days is very much part of our program so that we can help parents get that additional support as well as the child. The pack is really the springboard for change, and it's just a really good tool to bring families together in the first instance, but then bring people together in other fun ways.
So if people are interested, Elena, what do they have to do to get the packs? When are they available?
The project launches on 11th of February. We've got a target of 150 families per year for the next 3 years. And they would really just need to contact SAM, which is firststeps@britishblindsport.org.uk. And then so long as they meet that criteria within the age group, then there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to get involved.
And if people would like information just in general about British Blind Sport, about perhaps the other opportunities that are there for people of all ages, how do they mm-hmm. do that?
Call the office at any time, 01926 424247, and talk to one of the team. We're here for everybody. We really do have an awful lot of support. Everybody here is trained to have some understanding of each other's projects so that there's always somebody there who can help or they can guide you to the right person. The other thing is, and I'm sure you know, Alan, we've just launched our activity finder. So if somebody doesn't want to call the office or can't call during daytime, go on our website, look at the activity finder and find out what's in your area, because we've done a huge piece of work to see what accessible sports there are right across the UK.
Elena, best of luck with First Steps and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, as always, for your time. Thank you, Alan.